Hello everyone, this is the Word Up Podcast, a program where we share thoughts on YouVersion's Bible verse of the day. I'm Matthew Ojas, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. In today's episode, we will look at the believer's victory. The believer's victory. And without further ado, let's dive into the episode. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. It reads, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." And I read the Amplified Version as well. For context, it says, "Little children," that is, believers, "dear ones, you are of God and you belong to Him, and have already overcome them," that is, the agents of the Antichrist, "because he who is in you is greater than he," that is, Satan, "who is in the world of sinful mankind." First of all, this passage was written to believers, children of God. And someone may ask, is everyone in the world not a child of God since God created the world? That's a valid question, and God rightfully created the world and everything in it. But we live in a broken and sinful world. And for anyone to be a child of God, they have to make a conscious decision to be one. Someone once said to my wife that God doesn't have grandchildren. He only has children. In saying that, he meant you're not a child of God because your parents are. You yourself, when you are grown and have knowledge of good and evil, need to make that decision for yourself whether you want to be part of God's family or not. It's not automatic without your consent, for God has given us the free will to make choices, and anything automatic would take that away from us. The verse started off with this address, "You, dear children, are from God." The Amplified puts it this way, "Little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God and you belong to Him." If I paraphrase this verse, the beginning of it, it would sound this way, "Believers, Christians, you have been born of God. You are begotten of God and you belong to Him." Why is this important? The writer had just finished addressing the issue of false prophets, that is, those who are not of God. He said, if anyone does not acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ and came in human form, he is not of God. But those who acknowledge this are of God. He then turned to believers and said to them, but you belong to God because you have acknowledged that Jesus is the Anointed One and He came in human form. To be born of God is to be born of His Spirit. It is to be fathered by God, just the way we were fathered by earthly fathers. Everyone was born by the coming together of a sperm cell and an egg. Similarly, to be born of God, you need the seed of God, which is the living word of God by His Spirit. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "For you have been born again, not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God." I'll take that again. "For you have been born again, not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God." The type of the seed determines the kind of life, just like the type of seed you plant determines the tree you get. The natural life is one that quickly ends, but the new life we receive when we're born of God is one that does not end. It is called eternal life. It lasts forever. Jesus was telling a parable about the sower, and he was asked by his disciples what this meant, and he told them, "The seed is the word of God." as the seed has characteristics of the tree and the tree characteristics of the seed, so he who is born of the word of God possesses the character of God, one of which is victory over the world. Recall, Jesus was the first begotten of God. Adam was created. Jesus was born with God being the Father. Jesus is God's seed, the Son of God. He had a victory parade and overcame the power of this world. He defeated Satan, and Jesus is the pathway through which we become children of God. When we become children of God through Jesus Christ, that is, by our own decision, we get the victory he won by faith. We'll talk more on that in a bit. You, dear children, that's our verse for today, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You have overcome, because the one in you, that's Jesus, is greater than the one in the world, that is Satan. Does this sound like a reality to you? Do you think the one in you is greater than the one in the world, or does it seem the other way around? Remember, we talked about free will earlier. The only reason Jesus will be in you is if you've asked him to come into you. The one in the world, on the other hand, is a thief. You don't need to invite thieves before they turn up. Thieves break in and enter. The Bible says Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He goes about looking for those off guard so he can take advantage of them. Many have been trapped by Satan without knowing it. But there is hope for freedom. You cannot win the battle over Satan through medication or surgery. There's only one chap who has defeated Satan. That's the person of Jesus. And the way you can get victory over the power of Satan is to move to the side of victory. It is that simple. I see people daily trying to win the battle against Satan through means that will never work. There's only one thing Satan responds to. That's the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have been born of God, you have that authority inside you, and you are dreaded by the most feared one, Satan. There's no need to fear Satan, because if you have been born of God, you have authority over him. You can cast him out. What then happens if you have not been born of the seed of God? It means you have not overcome the devil. Unfortunately, he still has right over you. And like we said earlier, there is no good in him. His mission is to steal, kill, and destroy, while the mission of Jesus is to give life, and abundant life, satisfied life, fulfilled life. The ball, therefore, is in your court. If you've not been born of God, you have a chance to do so today. Praise God, you do not have to wait 9 months for this pregnancy to be mature. You can be born of God right this minute if you want to. And if you are a believer, you ought to exercise the authority over the enemy and his works, for you have overcome the world and the works of darkness. As we bring this to a close today, if you'd like to turn to Jesus and give him your heart, that is, move from darkness into the kingdom of light, I'd like us to pray together. I don't want you to think this is about you, because everyone born in this world, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. At some point in my life, I had to make that decision to move out of darkness into the light of Christ, into his saving grace, into his saving power. So if that's you today, let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the listeners today, and thank you for those especially who are making a decision to move out of the hands of the enemy to becoming children of God. Dear Father, I ask, dear Lord, that you'd go into their heart and just leave with them, be with them, Help them to know you are near them, that you are in them, that you love them. Would you pray this prayer with me and say, Dear Jesus, I open my heart to you. I invite you today. Come into my heart. Live in me. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Be my friend. Be my everything. Give me your Spirit. Wash me with your blood and cleanse me from every sin. I am born again. I am brand new. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. If you've said that simple prayer, yes, I assure you, Jesus has welcomed you into this family. It's as simple as that. I need you to find a Bible-believing church and attend and join the company of believers, of children of God, and grow in this faith. And for the rest of us, I'd like to pray, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for showing us how that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you for the victory that we have in Christ, for we have overcome the world. Thank you because this victory is not just temporal, it is eternal. Help us to walk in this victory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's always a pleasure to bring you God's word. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay blessed. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you.